This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About 1 in 5 American adults use an intelligent home device such as Alexa, Google Home, or others. Nearly 60% of young Republicans acknowledge human-induced climate change as real, as do 88% of young Democrats. When teachers first unionized in Chicago at the turn of the century, 97% were women, and they were paid only a little more than maids. During the 2016 election, fewer than 3% of Americans cited print as their most important source of campaign news. From 2013 to 2017, the Bureau of Prisons approved 6% of the 5,400 applicants received for compassionate release, a special provision for inmates who are very sick or old, while 266 inmates who requested it died in custody. Black and Latino students make up only 10% of those offered spots in the 8 elite high schools in New York City, a percentage that has been unchanged for years, despite pledges from mayors and school officials. High school students around the country are debating participation in a 17-minute walkout from school, 1 minute for each of the 17 students and staff members killed in Florida. Meanwhile, Trump backed off his pledge to raise the buy-in age limit to 21 years. Chinese lawmakers abolished presidential term limits that have been in place for more than 35 years. Originally used by the National Football League to prod teams to consider coaching prospects who are black, the so-called Rooney Rule requires managers to interview candidates from underrepresented backgrounds for open positions. This is now being revived by tech companies like Google. In a T-Mobile program in Wichita, Kansas, call center agents who hit certain performance targets receive a scratch-off ticket with a dollar value attached to it, redeemed for prizes. Workers would prefer just getting the money. England is mobilizing a counterterrorism investigation over a mailing to many calling for April 3rd to be Punish a Muslim Day and calling for points for acts of violence, from 25 for pulling off a woman's headscarf, to 500 for murdering a Muslim, to 1,000 for bombing a mosque. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.